Yeah, you don't need them.
Okay.
Tech, we might even have you come around here and put me in a headlock, all right?
I got no problem with that.
So. Let me begin. Came to win. Battle me. That's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, throw your hands up if you got the feeling. Good morning. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, and as of today, I can now say former Alderman Don Brown, coming to you live from the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, also known as, and this is the official christening, this is a big moment, and we got some really great celebrities here. We are officially christening the Walk Radio Studios as the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest, where we believe in making Waukesha even greater than it is now. And my guest today, I'm honored to have Waukesha South High School's athletic director and associate principal. Did I say it right?
Correct, yep.
Dan Schreier. Dan, welcome to the show. But Dan's going to yield the mic for 1 minute because we've got a very special guest here. As many of you know, there's going to be a wrestling benefit at Waukesha South tonight to benefit Tyler Pudliner and his mom with some of their healthcare costs that because of some new diagnoses are continuing to mount. And here to promote the event is, we could say champion wrestler. You look like a champion to me, right?
I've held my share of titles back in the day.
Say hello to Frankie Falco. Frankie, why don't you come around here so people can see how big and strong and menacing you are.
Oh, no, I wouldn't say I'm that. I'm old now, but...
So, jump in.
So we'll do this. And
yeah. Oh, help!
Chop that crap out of him. Because now you're a former alderman.
That's right. Yeah, now it's... I don't have the security. You're my security now,
yes,
Frankie.
Yes, yes.
Be careful what I wish for, right?
Exactly.
So, Frankie, what's going to go on tonight? 7 p.m., right?
7 p.m. bell time. Waukesha South High School. As everyone knows about what happened at the Christmas parade last November, many, many people were devastated by that. And one of them is a very good friend of mine. His name is Tyler Putty.
Good friend of mine, too.
Silly Putty.
Silly Putty.
Tyler Pudliner. So tonight we're going to be doing a benefit fundraiser for him and his mom. The bills, like you said, Don, are accumulating. And 100% of the gate, the concessions, and the raffle tonight are all going to go to Tyler and his mom. Plus, we're doing a food drive for them as well, where if you bring two non-perishable food items, when you walk in the door, we'll have barrels there for them as well, that you're going to receive one raffle ticket for the 50-50 raffle
nice.
Tonight.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Great. And you'll be getting in the ring, right?
I'll be in the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to bring the hurt?
I'll be in the ring.
So, well, Frankie, before we let you go, not since we have the athletic director here.
Yes.
I'm really troubled about this fake wrestling that's being sanctioned by the college.
Do I have to come on that side of the table again? You said the F word.
No, I'm talking about high school and college. Not you're doing the real wrestling.
Oh, okay. Good,
yeah,
good.
Come on
yeah.
Now. Yeah, yeah. No,
good,
that's
good.
What I'm talking.
I was worried about
I mean,
that.
They have these young men wearing like the old-fashioned bathing suits that I'd see like my grandmother in, and you know, in those pictures.
Right,
and
right. The ones
and, yeah, you know, and all the... You know, I don't see any, like, you know, the blackjack pile driver or any of the stuff that the nature boy Ric Flair used to do. Or, you know, I don't see real men out there like Dominic DiNucci. What's going on? What can we do to help fix that? Or what can you tell Mr. Schreier here to?
Prepare for a very, very good show tonight. Katie, bar the door. These fans will not know if they're going east or west tonight. But I promised Kevin, your principal, your boss, we will put on a decent, great show tonight.
Kevin's getting in the ring?
I'm not saying anything.
All right. Fantastic. Well, Frankie, we appreciate you stopping by. We know you got a big night to prepare for.
Yes.
So let's try to have you again on the show soon. Maybe you and Putty together.
That'd be great.
So, all right. Terrific. Thanks again, sir.
Thanks, Don.
And,
appreciate
folks,
it.
Don't forget.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Great night to see some wrestling over Waukesha South High
yes.
School. And
bell time 7. Doors open at 6:15.
You heard it from the man himself. Champion wrestler Frankie Falco.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, you have a great day.
Appreciate it.
Hey, say hi to your sister Edie for me. She's one of my favorite actresses. All right?
Gotcha.
Love it.
It's D. Falco.
Oh, that's right. I stand corrected. So, all right. Have a great day, Frankie. So,
You know, that doesn't happen every day where a pro wrestler comes in and hijacks the show. So really glad that he's here. And to any of those wrestling families listening, especially the Savickles, I hope you know I'm joking. And I'm sure Dan here is going to affirm.
Absolutely. So. We're really looking forward to the event tonight, though. I think it's going to be awesome. And it's the busiest field house in the state, right? Something's going on all the time.
How about
so.
That?
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to love that. So does that keep you busy then when they have all these other extra, you know, like curricular, extra south, you know, type of what's the right word for it?
It's nonstop. Yeah. I mean, there is something going on in that field house anytime, any day. If you look at, we have got a couple different schedules that we run with to help with the coaches understand how busy that space is and what people are using it for. But yeah, any time there's somebody in the field house doing something.
Great. That's terrific. So now, as you noticed, Dan, the opening song I played was Jump Around, and that's an ode to you because I know you went to college at UW-Madison,
yep.
Graduated in 2008. Mm-hmm. The degree in mathematics and secondary education, and then you taught. I didn't realize you've been at South since 2009.
Correct. Yep.
Teaching algebra, geometry, AP calculus. Really quite the and then you're an avid teacher for 10 years.
Yeah, I had great avid classes. Four of them that are just terrific. Awesome to work with.
Two of my children are in the program now, so we're really excited.
It's
about
an awesome program. We just actually heard this week that one of our avid students won the Avid Summer Institute Speaker Contest. Okay. Be the third South student to speak at an Avid Summer Institute.
Fantastic! Well, congratulations. And then, well, closer to, I guess what you say now are your core responsibilities, you also coached the tennis team for many years.
Yeah, I coached tennis at South for 12 years. Grew up playing and coaching. Coached at a couple camps in the summer for many years. Really loved it. Miss it. Our guys are out there right now playing a quad at Higher Park. So
nice.
We had a ton of fun over those 12 years. So
Sure. So that's terrific. And so this might sound like a silly question. What inspired or prompted you to want to become the athletic director at South?
Yeah, so I went back to Madison for grad school for their educational leadership and policy analysis program in about 2018. It was a great program. Really excited about it. It was a cohort, about 20 different students that met primarily on the weekends and in the summer. And our previous athletic director, Todd Zabrilski, retired at the end of last year. And I spent a lot of time thinking about it. I loved coaching and teaching at South. I think coaching and teaching are, you know, two great professions. I could see myself doing either of those things again at some point in my life. But I thought this was a really cool opportunity. I think South is a unique place. There are awesome families, community members. The students are, I just think, really special kids that can be celebrated and can accomplish great things. And I thought it was a unique opportunity for me to try to help in a different way.
That's terrific. That's fantastic. And it's kind of traditionally, and I could be wrong, but it always seemed that AD role, it was always like a football coach or a basketball coach that would fill that. But you came from tennis, and how did we make that happen itself?
Sure, I don't know all the details about how that happened, but I'm definitely a sports junkie. You know, growing up, I played a lot of tennis and I run a lot, so I like the cross country world. But I'm a huge basketball fan.
I chased rabbits for a season.
Yeah, right.
It's good stuff.
It's fun. Like I love going to hockey games. I love watching cross country events or track events. I'm excited to go out and watch softball at some point once the weather turns.
Great news. Another hockey fan in the Milwaukee area.
Absolutely.
To catch a game together.
Yeah.
So
big Badger hockey fan. Sure. Hopefully they turn it around soon.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and girls hockey, too. They won it again, didn't
they? They're just so awesome, so consistent.
Now, Miracle Mark Johnson doesn't coach them anymore, correct? Did he finally retire?
Correct.
But I thought that was a really great niche that the gold medal, the gold medalist came back to coach and then built a dynasty in women's hockey.
Yeah, so great program there. That.
So let me ask, what would you, like when you were given the offer, and what would you say is like kind of your mission for South Athletics?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there are a number of different pieces. One, I'd really love to see our numbers grow, not just at the high school level, but in terms of middle school sports and youth sports. I'd love to see those numbers continue to rise in all sports. I think we have some work to do across the board. In football, we could get our numbers up. In cross country, we could get our numbers up. In tennis, I'd love to see us get to, you know, 30 to 40 kids playing tennis every spring. I'd also love to continue to celebrate the great things that our kids are doing. Right. Sometimes there are some misconceptions about South athletics and South academics. And to be honest, there is a ton to celebrate and a ton of successes that can be celebrated on a consistent basis. We have some kids who are doing amazing things and have really shined this year, but to be honest, have shined the entire time I've been at South.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and very true as well from my own experience. So that's terrific. And, you know, usually when an AD gets hired, he or she maybe has a little bit of a honeymoon to settle in. But you, right, like, you know, the ink was barely dry in your contract, and you had the awesome burden of hiring a new varsity football coach after Coach Rabel had stepped down. And
correct.
So what was that like?
It was a lot. So I officially, I think I was offered the job in April, and the hiring process was pretty intense. And I was still teaching AP calculus at the time. We were preparing for an AP test in May. I was able to coach a final season of boys tennis in the spring. So I was juggling, you know, teaching. I had an avid class of seniors. I had an avid class of freshmen. I was juggling a couple different things. And it was, you know, hiring a football coach is a pretty important job, a pretty important role. And we wanted to make sure that we had someone in place that was really going to light a fire under the program and really helped to move it forward.
Sounds great. And then that's where we came up with Darnell Wiltz, and it was an internal hire too, which is great.
Yep. So. And Darnell's done a great job, and he's really working hard trying to move some pieces forward and get us in a good place into the fall.
Terrific. All right. Well, as you can tell by the music, we're going to head to our first break, but stick around. More to discuss with South Athletic Director Dan Schreier. Do not go away. Jump around. Coming to you live, this is former Alderman Don Brown coming to you from the newly christened official office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, just around the corner from Theodora Humans Park. And we are back with Athletic Director Dan Schreier. And the song you just heard was Classical Gas by Mason Williams. And the reason I played that as a tribute to Frankie Falco and tonight's wrestling benefit in honor of Tyler Pudliner and his mom, Katie. Growing up in Western New York, we used to watch Maple Leaf Wrestling, and Classical Gas was the title track, and we still get charged up when we hear that song, because then while the song's playing, there's a whole bunch of, you know, highlights, you know, guys getting slammed and thrown over the ropes and all the fun things. And so anyway, a lot of great memories. But now back to sports at Waukesha South with Dan Schreier. So we were just finishing the conversation about, again, you having a very, you know, burdensome task of hiring a new varsity football coach.
And right.
Looks like we've been successful with that with Darnell Wilt. And how's everything going there on the football end?
It's good. I mean, this is an interesting time. You know, he's trying to get the kids in the weight room, get involved in track and basketball. And this transition time is really important as they, you know, springboard into the summer, which, you know, our kids have to be active, they have to be involved, they have to be working hard in order to make sure that the fall is meaningful and that they're ready to go. We've got a couple of really key returning pieces coming back next year. Our quarterback, we're really excited about. Tack Tadioka. But a number of other pieces that really help contribute to the team the last couple of years and hopefully put us in a good place to compete in the incredibly tough and always challenging Classic 8.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. So, yeah, and, you know, because of your efforts, Dan, and of course, Go Richard, Rick, I get to wear a shirt that says Classic 8 Champions for basketball. Yeah. And so football is on the right track. And of course, we know that basketball is an amazing turnaround by Coach Richter and his young men. And the timing, we were talking during the break, the timing could not have been better with COVID and people now being able to come back and watch basketball in person.
Absolutely.
Well, and then also, too, in the aftermath of the Christmas Parade tragedy, is it fair to say that that was a motivator for our young men and when they were out there competing?
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, you speak to the challenges of hiring a football coach in April, but our school and our community has faced a number of incredibly tough challenges throughout the summer, in the fall, the Christmas Parade, just a tragedy with a huge impact at our school and with our families. And, you know, we didn't have fans in the stands last year for basketball games, and we didn't have fans in the stands for football games. And the boys basketball team, the coaches, I don't know if they knew how big of a undertaking they had, but they created just an awesome culture in our school and at games. And there were sellouts throughout the season. The Arrowhead game at home where they clinched the conference championship was a Tuesday night, and the building was packed.
Yeah, that was great.
Alumni were there. The cheer team performed, and they did a great job. The dance team, which took seventh at state, did a phenomenal job. And just to create a positivity and an energy with our community, I think, was really powerful. And it was just fun, right? Yeah. Those games were awesome. They were a blast to be at.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the dance team, because my daughter Jordan was a senior on that team. She'd been with the team as a freshman. But what really inspired her and the rest of the young ladies was right before state competition, there was a live video message from Coach Richter.
Right.
Encouraging them and wishing them well. And did you have something to do with that?
So I heard about it was like a hype video, correct?
Right.
So I heard about the hype video, and I think that's a really cool part about South too, that the programs support each other and they want to help each other out. And, you know, Bo, you know, obviously cares a ton about the basketball program, but he also cares about the dance kids that he has in class and that he's worked with over the years, and the cheerleaders who have, you know, won 3 straight state titles and that he's working with in the classroom. But then when the dance team went to sectionals, when the basketball team went to sectionals, I approached some of the dance kids to do a hype video for Coach Richter. So they put together a really cool hype video. Sure. And, you know, the kids are great. And as much as, you know, Bo is celebrating those basketball wins, I know that that was a really special moment for him, too.
Yeah. Well, great. Yeah. It really was incredible to be a part of it as a parent and as a fan. And you touched on something earlier, too, that one of your goals is to really develop the youth sports programs that are under the Black Shirt umbrella or brand, if you will. And that's one of my observations as someone who grew up in another world where $25 got you on a little league team and all you needed to pay for was a glove and cleats. And another $25 got you into the local rec program where you got to play every day in the summer, Monday through Friday, you know, 9 to 12, which is where the real training went on, in my opinion. Now it's like $50 might be enough to afford a pair of socks in today's world, and with these clubs and these, you know, kind of what's come, you know, the country clubbing of baseball and youth sports. And, you know, what can you do as athletic director? What could the South program do to help make youth sports more accessible and affordable for our kids?
It's a huge challenge. I mean, I wish I had a simple answer to that.
But I know there's not a simple answer.
You know, a lot of sports are becoming privatized at the youth levels, and you're paying to travel to Iowa and Illinois to play big tournaments on the weekends. I do think there are opportunities for camps and park and rec systems that can still be affordable and can set up kids to be prepared to compete at the high school level right when they enter as freshmen, but it's not always easy to do. So, you know, it's a task that, to be honest, is often given to our head coaches. Our head coaches, you know, if you look at, you know, we've been speaking of basketball. If you look at what our basketball guys do on Sundays throughout the winter, they're running huge basketball tournaments every Sunday, and our varsity coaches are often in charge of leading those. or helping to lead those. So, you know, I think they have to be creative in terms of how they can find ways to give youth opportunities to play. And then we also are looking for contributors at the middle school levels or through our youth leagues that can provide camps and different things to help give students experience, but also teach them or prepare them to compete at the Classic Eight.
Sounds great. That's terrific. So, yeah, you know, you mentioned the travel and the tournaments. I wanted to take this quick opportunity. We were actually going to have Jeff Rogers on the show. He's the president of the board of directors for the Waukesha Blazers baseball program, and wasn't able to make it, but wanted me to share that there will be an inaugural Waukesha Blazers Memorial Tournament in honor of Jackson Sparks, and it will be played in July of this year. And there's a lot going on here. I can read it after the break, but it's I think it's a great opportunity to, you know, memorialize this young boy, as well as promote youth baseball in our program, and hope we can tie, you know, Waukesha South into that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
and they just okayed that they're naming a field after Jackson Sparks.
Yeah, right. So yeah, and that's and at William Oliver, which is a great venue already. So that's gonna be very exciting. So. So, hey, we're going to go pay some more bills, but lots more to talk about with Waukesha South Athletic Director Dan Schreier. Do not go away. Lots to talk about. Stick around.
Hi.com. 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
And we're back this week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Alderman for Life, Don Brown, or I guess we can say Alderman of the Airwaves here in Waukesha, coming to you live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Wauk Radio Studios. And I am here with Athletic Director Dan Schreier of Waukesha South. And is there any truth to the rumors that you want to make the song we just heard, Black Dog by Led Zeppelin, as the fight song, the official fight song for Waukesha South? Any truth to those rumors?
I would love that. I mean, more Led Zeppelin. We need more Led Zeppelin all the time.
We need to get the lead out. Yeah. So, terrific. So, but on a more serious note, Dan was asking me who our guest is going to be next week. And we are proud to have Mary Berg, who is the Recreation Services Manager for the Waukesha Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department. And by now, many of you have received in your mailboxes the beautiful magazine of all the great recreation programs for kids of all ages, birth to 99, to take advantage of. And Mary's going to come in here and talk about that. She's going to try to cram it all in 1 hour, so I wish her best. But we're also talking, too, Dan, that you have a pretty good relationship with our Parks Department and the city in terms of forming partnerships and supporting each other and the different programs. And if you could comment on that.
Yeah, so our relationship has really grown over the last year. But, you know, when I was coaching tennis, we don't have tennis courts up at South High School anymore. Back in the 90s, they did. But we now play at Higher Park, which is owned by the Park and Recs Department. So we work together pretty closely over the last 12 years. Not only through our high school program, but we have a drill program in the summer at Higher Park, which has anywhere from 100 to 200 kids playing tennis in the summer. We helped staff their park and rec tennis programs, which are all across the city. And now this year, obviously, with me stepping into the athletic director role, we are in constant communication about baseball fields and softball fields. We play down at Roberta Park for JV softball. We play at Prairie and Frame Park, obviously, for varsity baseball and JV baseball. So we're in pretty constant contact, especially this spring, because the fields have been pretty saturated.
It's been a rough spring.
It's been a rough spring. So we're always connecting about, you know, what can be used and how long it's going to take to get ready and things like that.
Yep. Well, and one thing we can feel good about it, and I can pat myself in the back on this without trying to break my arm, but the new turf at Frame Park and
yeah.
the Mendiola Soccer Fields. As a council member, I'd helped approve that loan.
Oh, awesome.
And, I think it's paying for itself already, given that we're able to get all these games in. and that you just got a great surface.
Yeah,
you can have we could have as many different games and teams playing there without really beating up the turf.
So. Right. I mean, Frame is it's an awesome place to watch a baseball game. You know, we would love to get a baseball stadium around South High School. We'd love to get something on our field or around the school district. That said, going to Frame is awesome. The turf is great. I don't know if the boys are always excited when we have them playing in 30 degrees or playing in snow earlier in the year, but to be able to play games when the weather is the way it is, I think is positive. You know, we have a limited amount of time and we've got to play baseball games.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and that's terrific. And, you know, it was great seeing you the other night along with City Administrator Kevin Lehner was there. His two boys are on the varsity team. And so same thing. It's good to see that there's a real strong, I guess, partnership and collaboration between the South Athletic Program and our city and our leadership.
Yeah, I was fortunate to have both of Kevin's kids in AP Calculus last year. They're phenomenal, phenomenal young men. They're really fun to watch play. And Kevin and I have connected, you know, previously, but then in the new role, obviously, we talked a little more about what we can do to continue to build that relationship. And we've even talked about, like, what plans could we have moving forward that might help build up spaces and build up opportunities for kids to play.
Terrific. Yeah, and that means everything. And, you know, one thing, again, talking about what I believe is become a really tight culture and a lot of spirit among the different sports programs is when we were at the varsity game on Thursday night, Kevin was explaining that the seniors got to pick the walkout songs.
Yep.
For some of the players, and it's all in good fun. And one of their young prodigies, I say, is I know he's a pitcher, and he pitcher is I forget Tannis's last
Tannis name. Lang.
Yeah, and I guess he's also an exceptional math student.
Yep.
Like genius. And so I forget the song that the kids, it's a number song.
It's a number song. I honestly couldn't name it.
Playing and you hear the story behind it, and it's hilarious. And Tommy Krinkle, the first baseman, the other night, not Thursday, but on another night, they had the Thomas the Tank Engine song playing. And, last night, I didn't understand they had Star Wars, so I'd be interested in seeing what the backstory is behind that for Tommy.
They're creative kids, and Tannis's older brother, Kelius, is a tennis player. He was a freshman in AP Calculus, just like Tannis. They really smart kids, work hard. His older brother, Kelius, was just named a Cole scholarship winner, too. Wow. So achieving in the classroom and on the athletic fields is a big part of high school, right? And giving them the opportunities to do those things. So,
and, you know, and they prove that in spades. And, you know, one more thing about South baseball before I jump over to other great student athlete accolades is we're obviously very pleased to see, you know, Eric Teagues came in relief.
Yep.
And we've seen a lot of him pitching. He's still not able to hit or play the field yet because of his recovery program. And having seen him in previous years and even having the opportunity to coach him for a couple of games, you know, I could, you know, he can play anywhere and he can certainly hit. So really looking forward to that. But as it is right now, it's still very much a big victory for South baseball and the community that young man's out there and he's competing.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, to see some of the pictures from after the parade, and I can't imagine the amount of rehab and the tough times that he has persevered through. But watching him pitch is every time is just really exciting and awesome. Mm-hmm. Seeing him throwing it brings a little joy to, I think, everybody watching. And I think he looks great on the mound. Yeah, I'm really excited about the next couple of years are going to look like for him.
No doubt. So, and I'm sure Eric does well in the classroom as well. And, you know, we wanted to talk about, too, you know, we had a proclamation for the basketball team.
Correct.
The mayor gave the basketball team a proclamation. And not only for winning the Classic 8 and coming from just, like, one game away from making state, but the fact that I think the team – GPA was like a 3.4, if I remember correctly.
A little above 3.4.
And then there were four kids that were like 3.8 and higher.
Mm-hmm. And I think eight above a 3.5.
So, yeah. And again, that's terrific because, I mean, you hear this, but it's just like, you know, I'd love to hear your how or your why. Like, you know, being in sports, being in extracurricular activities also supports your academic work. We know that
Absolutely.
Music does.
Yep.
Tell us how sports does in your opinion.
Well, I mean, going back to one of the questions you had earlier about, you know, building up the youth programs. And, at times I talk about making us competitive in the Classic 8, but really the big goals are to teach the whole student, right? To sure. make sure they're engaged, to find ways for them to be successful. I mean, sport teaches you so much. It teaches you mental toughness, organizational skills. Yeah. It helps with communication skills. It helps you set goals. And I think those things obviously carry over to the classroom then. If you can get in that mindset where, you know, to be a high caliber competitor every given day, you have to be able to do those things in other areas of life, whether it's work or family or or the classroom. And, you know, it is as fun as it is to see our basketball players winning on Tuesday nights. It was also fun to see them in the school on a Wednesday after a game and connect with them about what class they were going to or what they were doing in math class or just to see them also succeeding there and knowing that those things are just as important to them.
Yeah. Yeah,
as the basketball pieces.
Yeah. So, I was making a little joke there with Frankie Falco about the high school wrestling or about, you know, what they call the fake wrestling, jokingly. But one thing I do know from my own friends in high school, there's a lot of sacrifice, maybe more so than any other sports, because of keeping weight.
Like
I knew guys that were linemen in football that were relegated to eating lettuce sandwiches and so they can make weight. And that sacrifice, in addition to the rigid practice routines and all the other sports, same thing, that helps complement. If it helps you get organized, I think, but it also gives you that that mental toughness, as you said, keeping you focused on all the other things that are important.
And that's a really tricky piece. Also a huge celebration for our wrestlers. We sent six to sectionals this year. We had two qualify for individual state. One student, Jimmy Wallenberg, he's a junior. He'll be back next year, hopefully for a great senior year. We also have to keep into consideration all the time athletes' well-being and mental wellness. And that's a tough thing when they're juggling so many different aspects in school and work and athletics. So to be able to do all those things, I think, in the long run can really benefit them, but we also have to keep that in mind when we're working to push students towards their goals.
Absolutely. That sounds great. So, well, as you can tell by the song, we're going to be going to a break, but stick around. Lots to talk about with the number one, the top black shirt dog, Dan Schreier, South Athletic Director. Lots more to discuss, so don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues. This Week in Waukesha. I think, is that the beginning of the Badger fight song on Wisconsin? Okay, I didn't recognize that part, but I should have known. It's I'm a Spartan, so, a lot of people don't realize there's a little prelude to the Spartan fight song.
Mm-hmm.
On the banks of the Red Cedar. Oh, sorry. Anyway, so just to show you Dan's legacy or the impact he's had on our young people, one of Dan's biggest fans has come. Mary Jane Sanchez, Dan coached her son Antonio in tennis. Did you have him in the classroom too?
Yeah, I had him in AP Calculus as well.
And Antonio, because he went to state in tennis, right? If I remember correctly,
our team went to state. Yeah, it was 2016 year.
You got it. Yeah, and then Antonio followed Dan to the University of Wisconsin Madison on an academic scholarship, I believe. Right, Janie? Yes.
Academic, and he absolutely looked up to Dan.
And he absolutely looked up to Dan, and get this. Mary Jane brought us treats. Her business, Wisco Mary, which promotes Wisconsin's Bloody Mary heritage. She just had an event, and these are some leftover, some beautiful sausages we're enjoying right now. So you got to love it when a guest brings, without intending to, a following comes, and they bring gifts. So thank you, Mary Jane.
And her son, Tony, was a star kicker for the Black Shirts. Yeah. He has the current record, still the record for the longest field goal, 49 yards, right?
Yep.
That's right. Yeah. Good. So thank you again, Mary Jane. And check out WiscoMary.com.
Yes.
So especially all you bar and restaurant owners and fans of Bloody Marys, so you know where to go. So in the time we have left, we want to give some attention to those South sports, those teams that do really well but maybe don't get the same attention as the big venue sports like football and basketball and baseball.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, Dan, tell us about those.
Well, I think we could highlight both of our soccer programs. Our girls soccer program is currently, I think, 5-1. They are won the regional last year. They have a very good returning crew, a couple all-conference honorees from last year who are back on the field, on the pitch. They're really putting together a nice season, and we're really excited about what the rest of their season's going to look like. The boys' soccer team as well last year had a pretty nice year, and they return a ton. And put an impressive amount of time into not only like the soccer part of their athletes' lives, but they care a lot about the kids and want them to grow. You know, I'm always a tennis homer. Our boys' tennis team picked up 2 great conference wins already this spring.
Fantastic.
They beat Muskego 6-1. Yep, and they beat West on Tuesday night 6-1. You know, our swim programs, they're pretty young right now. They both have really nice freshman classes, but Blaine Carlson and the swim crew seem to always put together some nice seasons and get kids ready for the state tournament. Blaine had 4 kids who all went to South, all swam at South, all collegiate swimmers, and awesome kids in the classroom, really fun to work with, just really good things going on.
That sounds great. And so you mentioned all these coaches' names. And then, of course, we talked about Bo Richter and Coach Darnell Wiltz. And now, it might sound like a dumb question, but you are their immediate supervisor, correct?
That is correct.
So if you tell them they have to be on my show, they have to appear, because we'd love to have them on. I know we're working with Coach Wiltz, and
yep.
he's too busy being a family guy. He's got his young kids, and they're on some teams, even in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we'll get him on, even if we have to record the show. So, but same way, we'd love to hear from both the soccer coaches and the swim, you know, all those other teams.
Absolutely.
Maybe don't get enough press.
I was, you know, before the show, we were talking about getting Darnell on. I sent him a quick message. I think he would be great for the show.
He would,
He's got a son who's an 8th grader who's playing baseball and football, who's, you know, going to be a black shirt, and he's invested in the community. And, you know, as we said with Billy and Coach Byrne, they're both would be great representatives to have on the show.
Fantastic. So, okay. Yeah. So we'll hopefully we can coordinate with you about getting a schedule together.
Yeah, for sure.
So, what do you see, or what are your plans for the future of Waukesha South Athletics?
I mean, I think there are a number. You know, we have this phenomenal building that was built, you know, it was a bright star in 1956 or 7 when it was built. But some of the things that we need, honestly, are some updates. I would love to see some updates to our athletic fields, our field house, our football bleachers. I'd love to see us really focus on, you know, helping to improve the school that way. That said, we have some work to do in building the youth programs like we talked earlier. I also think a big part of it is, and it might not seem like something that's always tangible, but continuing to celebrate the good work that's being done already and to build on that success. So to try to figure out how we can replicate some of the wins that we already have and continue to build that over so it's more consistent, not only day in and day out, but, you know, over the course of a couple of years.
That sounds great. Terrific. Yeah. And so you obviously got a lot of support from the boosters, and mm-hmm. they play a big role in terms of raising funds. And then also, would you say, like, from the school district too, you get a fair amount of support, the bigger?
Yeah, for sure. And being a first year athletic director, I honestly came into the job having a lot to learn. And Kyle Lemieux at West and Brian Schley at North have been really helpful. And they're working together. We're working as a group to really focus on, like, how do we build up Waukesha in general? So, as much as I love to compete with West and I love to compete with North, you know, beating North in football this year was a great win. That was when Dylan Guckenberger had 4 touchdowns, and it was a huge success. And we had a great student fan base there. As much as it's fun to beat those guys, I think we also have to work together and celebrate. We're the only multi-school district in the Classic 8.
Yeah.
So we're competing against schools that are one high school towns that can, you know, collaborate with their middle schools, where we have a different situation.
They draw from a larger area like Arrowhead.
Correct. So we're competing against each other, but at the same time, I think we can push each other forward. I mean,
my big joke is Arrowhead should be in the Big Ten for size. But and then before we had two schools or three schools, Waukesha was always competing at the state level and just about everything.
Correct.
Because we, but now we have, and it obviously made sense academically to have at least more than one school. And then I see there's, you know, will there be more collaborations in terms of putting teams together like we've seen for like lacrosse? I know girls and I think boys lacrosse.
And those might go become WIA approved soon. So they might become WIA sports in the next couple of years.
Terrific.
You know, that it's certainly something we're looking at. Our boys volleyball team co-opted with North this year. They're looking to have a great season in the fall with a number of returning players. But it would be wonderful to help build the experiences for as many students as possible in our schools so that we can have teams of 40 and 50. But when when numbers start either are declining or we have smaller numbers, I think co-op is an option at times.
Sure.
When we're looking at sports like hockey, you know, that's been a co-op for years. And the teams work together. You know, we had two South kids who contributed on a pretty regular basis to a conference championship this year.
Yeah.
But those players are working with West teams and North kids and CMH kids to put together a competitive team across the state.
Sounds great. Yeah, and that's right. And love to hear that collaboration. And, you know, in the short time we have left, yeah, I was going to ask, too, about what was I going to ask? No. What's going on in the summer for Waukesha South Athletics? How do we keep our young men and women engaged in sports? And, you know, whether I know, you know, football practice, a lot of the fall sports practices start in the summer, but what else is going on?
So I think the biggest thing is our summer strength and conditioning program. Dave Walter, who's a football coach, a special education teacher in the building, and Jay Cripitella, who's also a special education teacher in the building and football coach. They help put together a summer strength program that's really been building up over the years. We've got a couple different sessions that we want every student, as many students as possible, involved in that program. It's Monday through Thursday with Friday as a rain date, but early in the morning, get the kids out of bed, get them working out in the morning, and then there are camp opportunities like tennis's WTA, which is their Waukesha Tennis Association drill program that athletes can join in, or the basketball programs on camps, open mats for wrestling, or different things to keep them engaged. We certainly can't lose over that time. People across the state are putting in dedicated time in the summer, so we want to make sure our athletes are doing the same.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Terrific. Yeah, and you know, and that's what I was going to ask too, is just as maybe a final message, because you know, there's a lot of these kids that gravitate towards the private clubs, and what, in your opinion, is the distinctive advantage that the high school athletic programs have over them? I would believe for college recruiting, you know, first and foremost, that's an advantage.
Yeah, it gives
them, look at the schools and not necessarily the clubs or the club play.
Yeah, it gives an opportunity for colleges to connect with us and come watch games. Also, I mean, I'm a big believer in the community aspect of it. You get kids working together, connected to the school and the community, someone to touch base with in the summer or to work with, who lives nearby, and they can, you know, I think of our basketball players who will go, you know, play at a local park or find somewhere to connect over a sport and just continue to build and push each other. They're going to be working together in the fall and the winter. So to push each other forward, I think, is a really important piece too.
That sounds great. So Dan, we have 1 minute left. What would you like to share with everybody out there in terms of what Waukesha South is doing and why they should be a part of the Black Shirt Nation?
It is just such a special place. You know, when I came in as a young teacher 12 years ago, I had no idea how important Waukesha South was to the community and to the families and the students. And there's so much to celebrate there. You know, it kind of said during the basketball season, make sure to buy your tickets now. But I mean it. It's a really important place, and a lot of cool things are happening. And if you don't know enough about Waukesha South, you should start paying attention now, because great things are coming, and it's a really special school, a special place with important people working and doing great things.